Okay, let's move on then. We're on the home stretch, and we'll all be going home soon. Just the last kind of half an hour tops. Just then to come back to these two activities, right? So we've just been looking at my little sampling of representation. I haven't had the chance to ask you if you brought stuff in, but maybe you can be thinking about this anyway. There's loads of it out there, lots of interesting stuff to write about. This is activity four, okay? So what you need to do is identify, I mean, this is something not, you don't really need to start until kind of mid-February, I would say. Focus on the reading tasks for now. You need to select, you know, a bit of, you know, film, TV, but it could equally be a website. It could even be, shockingly enough, it could even be a book. You know, a bit of teen fiction. And there's lots of actually very interesting teen fiction out there. You know, you could focus on a little bit of it. You could focus on analysing the trailer. You could focus on analysing the opening sequence or a particular scene or whatever. It doesn't need to be the whole thing. And in Blackboard, there are then some kind of questions to get you thinking about genre, context of production, narrative, etc. And I've also, you know, it would be good to do some reading to kind of support this. Okay, so there's some suggestions there. A couple of books by Timothy Sherry, who I mentioned, the Roz Caveney book, a few other things that are doing analyses of youth media. There's not a lot of it about. There's some stuff around music video, although it's old, really. The teen TV book that I mentioned. So there are a few books out there that you might look to for some ideas about how to go about your analysis. But basically this is, you know, choose something that you're interested in and do a piece of writing and some work around it. So that's activity four. And what I'm hoping is, and I'll be bugging you via Blackboard, I'll be kind of, you know, I'll be checking up. I know your every move from now on. You know, I've got cookies implanted in all your computers, so I know what you're doing. So, you know, just I'll be kind of prompting you on this. And then the last activity is activity five, which I'm just going to talk about briefly. So this is about doing some online research around a youth cultural phenomenon, again, of your choice. So you're going to have done some reading by the time we get to this point. You'll have thought about some stuff, and I've got you know, some suggestions here. I put here, you know, you need to focus on a particular youth cultural group or a particular youth cultural practice. Yeah. So it could be how this group is represented or represents itself, but it could also be, so it could be a style or a movement. So it could be, you know, punk skinheads, you know, riot girls, emo kids, ravers, any of these kind of self-defined groups. But it doesn't have to be a spectacular group like that. It could be something else that you're interested in looking at. It could be something very mainstream, very commercial, very normal. To use that word. Or alternatively, it could be a particular youth cultural practice. So I put here, you know, you could do something. And in fact, I'm going to, one of the evening things, if we manage to get these going, I'm going to talk to you about some work I've done about skateboarding. But, you know, so it could be skateboarding or body piercing or, you know, fan activities of one kind or another. So, you know, a youth cultural movement or a style, a youth cultural practice, one or other of those. You know, and here are some examples. There's loads of this stuff online. So I found, here are some ones that I found. I won't click on them, but, you know, there's loads of stuff about punks. There's the teddyboyfederation.co.uk. You know, hippies, skateboarders, you know, skinheads, mods, emo. Are people familiar with emo? Both my kids went through a kind of emo phase. Emo is short for emotional, as in, and they would say emotional hardcore. It's a really interesting example, quite a recent example. I mean, this is, you know, a few years back and is still going. And, you know, with particular kind of music, particular, you know, emos tend to have the hair right over the face, and, you know, it's a close to goth, but not quite the same thing. Riot Girls, and so on. So what I've got here then in this is activity five, then, you know, some questions to be thinking about as you go about your analysis. But also it would be good to do some reading. So there's what I'm thinking with this is I've got some suggestions pointing you to some things that are in the on the reading list, and also there are some key journals. So lots of these journals, Journal of Youth Studies, Young, which is basically a Nordic journal, Popular Music, Youth and Society, all these journals you should be able to access through the Institute Library system. So you can go through the portal and you can access articles, because it may well be that you're choosing to look at something very specialised and specific, yes? So it may well be the reception of Korean trendy dramas or, you know, whatever. And so, you know, you should be able to find, with a bit of detective work. I especially recommend Google Scholar. If you've not used Google Scholar, I feel like I'm introducing people to crack cocaine when I say Google Scholar, because, you know, basically it's an easy source for finding academic references. You will find links to articles in journals which you can get access to through the Institute's portals, but very often you just find PDFs of articles, and it's terrible, because what it means is that you can go on there and you can very instantly compile a dozen articles, and the problem then is that you kind of got to read them, really. So you know, there are ways of finding stuff, and I'll kind of help you with that as we go through. And again, what I'm looking to is people to do a presentation. Now again, this could be a group activity. So it may be that a pair of you decide you're really into emo or whatever it may be, and you want to focus on that. So doing a group presentation is a possibility. But I'll be kind of prompting you about that nearer the time. So this is just to alert you to something. This is something you don't need to really think too much about until middle of February, I would say, or early to mid-February. But perhaps you might want to just have it in the back of your mind now. So this is something I'm interested in. And again, you know, I am very interested in hearing about obscure things, and I think we'll all be interested in hearing about obscure things from all over the world that we don't know about, yes? So in some ways I'm saying, you know, absolutely fine to do stuff that's close to you in terms of your cultural experience, and kind of, you know, research that and bring that in, because that will be really interesting. Okay, so that's the way that will go. So activities 4 and 5 are for presentation at the next residential, and then also you'll want to write it up, or I want you to write it up afterwards and then post it. Okay? So what I thought I would do now is just give you an example relating to this activity 5 of how to go about it. So, you know, here is my example. I mean, I basically went online and looked for goths. Goths is actually fairly easy in some ways, because goth is quite a clearly defined subculture. Do people know what I mean by goths? Well, even if you don't, you'll find out very shortly. So, you know, I don't necessarily recommend you start with Wikipedia, and actually it's quite funny if you put goth into Wikipedia. Because what you then get is a whole thing about, you know, what happened in the Baltic Sea before the 2nd century. And so that's the wrong Goths, okay? Those are Goths with a capital G. That's not what you want. What you want, I think we'll find, is Goth. I think we want the Goth subculture. Okay, so so don't trust Wikipedia, of course, and also use it kind of carefully. So if you go, here is a goth, okay? So, I mean, Wikipedia is not a bad place to start, in fact, and particularly when you pick up on the references at the end. So we've got quite a lot of stuff. It's got some serious academic references here. I mean, the book that I've read that I think is really quite useful is this Paul Hodkinson book, which is in many ways, a classic sort of cultural studies book about goth. You've got also some sort of, you've got a mix here of kind of insider and outsider stuff. So actually Paul Hodgkinson, I've met him, he's a teacher at the University of Surrey, and is a goth, or probably was a goth, actually. So he's still got the kind of dyed black hair. There's an interesting negotiation that goes on between the goth style and the sort of academic style in his appearance. But so anyway, you've got that. So more somewhat kind of outsiders, and then you've got sort of insider texts. So, you know, goth craft, the magical side of dark culture. And you will also find in Wikipedia, you'll find some nice links. So, you know, a lot of this has got some links, some of which are to other sites, some of which are to news stories. So here we've got, interestingly, goths were implicated in the whole story of the Columbine shooting about 10 years ago. A couple of kids went in and shot up a New York high school. You probably remember that. Here's a reference to terror in Littleton, an attempt to kind of explain what went on at that point through thinking about goth subculture. So, you know, it's we've got some visual images, gothic model Lady Amaranth there, but, you know, quite a lot of useful information. But you need to go beyond Wikipedia. Okay, so just to go back here again, so we've got, so that was the real entry on Wikipedia, the one that said goth subculture. Another actually quite funny source for finding stuff about youth culture is this thing called the Urban Dictionary. And this is typically what you get in the Urban Dictionary. It's a kind of almost a youth subculture encyclopedia done by members of youth subcultures. So you've got people writing. I mean, they're not writing in sort of encyclopedia mode. So if you look up, you get some very odd kind of stuff here. You'll get a lot of people abusing goths and saying what rubbish, you know, goths are idiots and whatever. We've got a whole discussion here about goths and chavs and so on. So, this is certainly not to be trusted as an authoritative source, but it's actually quite interesting as a way of looking at how people within youth subcultures talk about themselves and define themselves, how people define other youth subcultures, actually. So this is partly written by insiders, partly by outsiders. And it's actually just quite funny, really. So that's another place to be looking. And then you've got stuff produced by goths themselves. So, and there's just loads of it. And I think this will vary from one subculture to another, but certainly goths, it's in itself quite a literate stroke literary subculture. So here we have Waning Moon, which is an encyclopedia of goth culture done by goths themselves. So we can find, we don't want to search. What do we want to find? Not sure, really. Let's go to the introduction. Yeah, so again, you know, further links. So I did look on this one, the Gothic Guide to Nail Care. I thought was very interesting. You know, how to maintain long nails. Extensive guidance on, you know, I mean, look at all this, you know, the Nail Survival Guide. Social interactions and sex with, you know, long nails and to protect, you know, it can be a problem. We've got a men's nails, false nails, foot corner, etc. So, you know, you will find this kind of stuff. I think the Encyclopedia Gothica I found a bit frustrating, because what you need to do with this is you need to be able to search. So in a way, you need to know a certain amount about goth subculture in order to find stuff. So one thing you could do here is put in the name of a famous goth band. You know, in this case, I am by no means an expert, but I happen to know Bauhaus is a goth band. And then we can go to, you know, there's an article about, Bauhaus, and refers to Bauhaus and so on. I mean, there's, you know, masses and masses of stuff on here. And the problem is, one of having too much stuff, actually, and finding your way through it. So, you know, that's another kind of source. I think, and then here's another one, you know, www.goth.net. What did we find here? Yeah. So, again, typically with goth, it's, you can tell from the websites, it's kind of black and red. And this is kind of actually hard to read. Members, community. I mean, one of the interesting things will be to look at how the members in a community like this communicate with each other and what's going on there. So you will find forums, and you will find people posting stuff. You'll find goth art. So we've got, again, yep, so let's look for some goth paintings. We have a, I don't know what I'm going to get here. Very bizarre. Okay, so you'll get some, you know, no shortage again of kind of, you know, gee, this looks rather interesting, really. Okay, so anyway, so fan art, fan stories, and so on. So quite a range of stuff. Do I want to close two tabs? No. So quite a range of stuff there, produced by insiders within the subculture. Then you get the outsiders, the people, you know, the goth haters. This is one I found, imockery.com, the whiny goth kids page, right? So it's kind of satirizing goths. Here you will learn the true horrors of life. You will learn why there is no hope, only pain. So it's kind of satirizing goths from the point of view of outside, and kind of parodying the subculture. Then I had another one, which was some. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that goths, one of the controversies around goths, has been from a kind of religious perspective. So are goths basically kind of, you know, devil worshippers? There's all the kind of Dracula stuff associated with it. So here we have GodHatesGoths.com. A parent's guide to the sinister and violent gothic subculture. And here, I think this is probably a shot from Columbine High School. Yeah? Is this your child's future? I mean, some of these sites, and I found a range of them, and there are quite a lot of them, parents' sites, Christian sites, giving you advice about goth. I mean, this is a fairly extreme one. Yeah? So goth is a sick, depraved and violent subculture immersed in the occult, vampirism, witchcraft, death, etc., etc. Yeah? I found some others that were not quite as drastic as that. You know, more sort of the, you know, advice for concerned parents variety. Here's a Christian one, which I think is trying to... is a bit more kind of charitable towards goths. But again, I think interesting to look at, well... you know, what kind of arguments, how are they representing the subculture from outside? What sort of assumptions are they making? And this is a bit more kind of addressed to the concerned... getting, is black nail polish necessary? I mean, slightly satirical, but nevertheless kind of addressed more, I think, to concerned parents rather than just the damning one that we had before. Then you've got the music fan sites. So here we've got, we may even hear a bit of Bauhaus... If you really want this. I suspect if there's going to be, it's one of these sites with this endless long introduction, which I'm not going to go through, but you know, you'd be able to kind of, and of course now I need to turn it off, don't I? So depressed. Sorry. I didn't mean that at all. So, you know, there we've got... oh, no. like one of those nightmares where you're just stuck in a Bauhaus track. So somewhere here... yeah, The Cure, you know, another kind of... these are very well-known goth bands, so you can go... you know, MySpace, social networking site, so you can go and you can see stuff about The Cure. This is the official Cure site, and you can listen to tracks of The Cure, and so on. I'm not necessarily sure we need to do that now. What else have I got? Yeah, so, you know, that's an example. I mean, it didn't take me a whole long time to find loads and loads of stuff there. You've got to be careful about it. You've got to be critical and sceptical about how you read it. As I say, I wouldn't necessarily trust Wikipedia. I certainly wouldn't trust the Urban Dictionary, but it's kind of funny to use. And, you know, there is lots and lots of both insider stuff and outsider stuff out there. I think as you read it, you need to think, well, who wrote this? Why did they write it? You know, what's going on here? Whose position does this speak from? And when you're doing this activity, I think, you know, easy to find the stuff, but also, you know, look at some of the academic work around it. I mean, this, as I said, this Paul Hodkinson book is quite an interesting one. And there's actually a chapter in the book, and he's written elsewhere about how goths have used the internet, and he's talking about how you know, the construction of websites, the forums and so on. This is partly about how the subculture maintains itself, defines itself, polices itself in a way. So it's partly, you'll see on these websites, welcoming in outsiders or people who want to find out about, but it's also very much, very often, the subculture speaking to itself. And luckily, we can sort of eavesdrop on that and hear what's going on. So there's actually, in this case, you know, quite an interesting, you know, set of reflections on it. So that was my example. So what I want you to do with this activity then is, and I think this is particularly important to say, you know, what I'm looking for here is analysis and not just description. Because it's very easy to kind of compile this stuff and to say, you know, here are the weird things that goths do, or, you know, these are some of the funny things that people have said about emo, or whatever it may be. But what I'm looking for is some analysis, yeah? So you might want to think, you know, here are good old media studies concepts, yeah? So think about production, or, you know, think about the political economy of it all, by which I mean, you know, where does the money go? A lot of these sites actually have quite a strong merchandising dimension. You know, they're selling stuff. They're selling clothing, or at least they've got advertising linking you to places that will sell clothing, and that's how the sites exist in the first place. They're selling you, in the case of Goth, they may be selling you music or books or publications or whatever. So think about, you know, how the economics of it all works. Obviously think about media language, so think about the discourse, the kind of terminology that's used, how the words that people use to define the subculture, the visual style, obviously. I mean, you know, it's probably not in the end a whole lot to say about goths and black and red, but nevertheless, you know, you could say something about it. So think about, you know, visual language as well as verbal language. You might choose to do, if you can find things like music videos, some quite detailed analysis of a music video. Think about representation. Think about how the culture represents itself. So what's it saying about itself? But think also about how the culture is represented by outsiders. So I showed you there examples of goths talking about what it means to be goth. But I also showed you examples of people from outside talking about goth, trying to explain goth or understand it or whatever. And yes, audience. So who are these, I mean, it's connected. Who are these websites aimed at? What are they trying to do? Who are they speaking to? And what are they saying to them? So that was just to kind of get a very quick, thankfully, kind of introduction to what I'd like you to do with activity 5. And I will be kind of prompting you as we go through to get started on the next activity and so on. So that's it, basically. One thing that I should do before we stop is I did mention the possibility of us organising a couple of sort of early evening face-to-face sessions, because I'm aware that, you know, we've got this day. I mean, this is kind of what you would expect. Most of the modules will be one day, and then you'll go off and do a load of stuff online, and I'll be kind of prodding you to do it, and then we'll come back for another day. But another possibility would be to organise a couple of early evening sessions where I could kind of feed in some more stuff, and we could also talk about the work as it progresses. Yeah. Now that kind of depends on when people are available, and I'm aware that for some people it's hard enough to get to the day. But maybe if we were talking a kind of 5 o'clock to 6:30 in the evening kind of session, is that something that people would be interested in? I mean, I don't want to do it if only three people are going to turn up, is what I'm saying. Yeah?
How many people would you like to have?
Well, I think if there were kind of, you know, eight, 10 people maybe, that would be good.
You don't think about Skype or Messenger, this kind of meeting thing?
We could do that. I mean, what I can do is I mean, I was thinking for these sessions, maybe what we could do is I could talk you through some of my stuff about skateboarding and skateboarding filmmakers. I might ask somebody else who's another staff member here who's done stuff around teen fiction to just come and, you know, spend 45 minutes or so just kind of talking you through some recent research. Now that we could podcast. That's not. I mean, I can record it. We can podcast it. If we've got a PowerPoint, we can put it up. I think that's probably. I mean, I do use Skype, and I use Skype to talk to students in far-flung places. But I'm not sure how it would work for a big group of people, and we'd all. I think it would be a bit of a pain in the arse, to be perfectly honest. But I'm thinking, you know, we could do a couple of early evening sessions like that. I mean, how are we going to do this? Are there people who would, I mean, you probably, Cleb, you would have a problem because you're a long way away. Yeah? Yeah. So maybe that wouldn't be possible for you. But are there other people who, I mean, I'm assuming for full-time students who are here, that's really not a problem at all. Yeah? I mean, for other people, if you're, I mean, I'm thinking of the two of you maybe coming in from not too far. I mean, there's a question then about timing, yeah? I mean, if it was kind of 5 o'clock or 5:30, is that unrealistic to get here? Yeah, okay. Is that a problem for you? Okay, I think, I mean, because I can't make it, I don't really want to make it too much later, to be honest. So I think what I'll do is, and are there particular days of the week that are a problem for people? I think what I'll do is I will just try and schedule a couple of these. I think I might schedule one for sort of mid-February. So what I'm thinking I could do is we could have a little presentation of some stuff, and then we could just have a follow-up discussion. So maybe when you've done activity three, so all of that kind of the Birmingham reading and the article, when all of that's done, what we could do is have a meeting and just kind of talk it through a bit, and then maybe do another one a little bit later on, a couple of weeks after that, perhaps, with another presentation. So I'm, because otherwise I feel that I'm saying goodbye to you now. And I wipe a tear from my eye, and I think, but you know, I won't see you for kind of like, I mean, how many 7 weeks or something like that. Yeah, so it's probably better if we can to kind of hook up in the meanwhile. Sorry? No, of course you can email me, and of course we, you know, we'll be there in believe it, you know, believe me, we'll be there in Blackboard. I'll be sending you things from Blackboard saying, you know, where's your response to this task. So that will all be going on, yeah. But I just think it would be good to, you know, I'm boringly traditional enough to believe that it's quite nice if we see each other face to face from time to time. Yeah. So, okay, I think what I might do is just, I think what I'll do is I need to book space. This will be at the Knowledge Lab, right? What I'll do is I will just kind of book a room there and book a couple of times, and we'll see how we go. So I'll book a couple of times, I'll send a message out. What I'd quite like, I think, is if people can definitely come, I would like you to respond. So if I get, you know, let's say eight responses, which is roughly kind of half this group. If I get 8 responses, then okay, we'll do it. Yeah. If I get less than that, then I'll get a bit sniffy and I won't bother. Yeah. All right. I think that's fair enough. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any questions or concerns? No. Is everybody happy? Delirious. Euphoric. Okay. Good. All right. Well, we'll see you in cyberspace. Yep. We'll see you. Yeah, we won't have a tutorial in Second Life. I promise. Okay.